Welcome to the Grace Point Daily Podcast. Jeremiah Johnson, how is everyone doing today? Answer me a quick question. Why can't life just be perfect? Why can't everything go the way it's supposed to go every single time? I don't understand this. Please explain this to me. If you could answer that question for me, I would much appreciate it. Why can't life be perfect? Anyway, Grace Point Daily Podcast, it's now streaming on Facebook Live, my page, the Grace Point Assembly of God Church page, Grace Point Daily, the YouTube channel, any podcast platform you can listen to this podcast, and it is wonderful. So I hope you join me on that. So here's my thought for today. Going to give you a couple Bible verses, but yesterday was, you know, kind of this day where I was going to do some gritty, grungy work. So here's how it starts. Okay. I come to church. There's a guy who helps out, Jacob. Shout out to you, Jacob. If you're listening, that helps at the church all the time. Great guy. So he likes to help out with cleaning, various things. So I was like, hey, let's mow the yard and do some of this outdoor work. You can help me with that for the next couple hours. So anyway, I was like, okay, I'll go start mowing. Well, I knew this problem was going to happen in that I knew I was going to run out of gas in the mower because I knew I was like, okay, I know I'm going to run out of gas, but I'll just go till I'm done and then I'll go get some. So I'm riding the lawnmower. Then I run out of gas. I'm like, okay, no big deal. I knew that was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen this time. So Pastor Rachel, I knew it was going to happen. Okay. So then I was like, okay, I will in a few minutes go get some gas for the lawnmower. So I'll just start weed whacking, you know, get out the weed whacker. So I get out the weed whacker and I get into it. And sure enough, if you guys are, is anybody here experts on weed whacking, trimming like I am? So anyway, most weed whackers, like the end of the weed whacker, you tap the bottom of the weed whacker and then like the little line shoots out, the spool shoots out. So you get more line as you're whacking and it breaks off, etc. Okay. So, you know, I start weed whacking. I bump the little thing at the bottom because I need more line for the weed whacker, the trimmer. And then it just disappears. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, is it out of trim? So I know how to do that. So I, you know, put more trim in it. I realize it doesn't need more trim. That's just like caught up in there. Then I take like whatever, pull it out, then do it again. You know, I start weed whacking. I bump it. It disappears again. So literally, I'm going to shorten the story. For the next hour and a half, I'm messing around with this weed whacker. And I'm like, go get Jacob. I'm like, Jacob, what's going on, man? Like, you're the last one who used it. I wasn't trying to blame him. I was just like, I can't figure out what's going on here. So anyway, I come to find out like after an hour and a half, that just there's just one little part of the weed whacker that he took out and flipped backwards. Again, not his fault. There's actually no directions that say put it this way, not this way, whatever it might be. So it took us like an hour and a half. I'm like, I just wasted, you know, not wasted. It took me an hour and a half to figure this out, that just the little thing was backwards, you know. Why can't life be perfect? So then after that, it's getting towards lunchtime. I got this different car. I got a hitch that I was going to put on the car to mount my bike rack. Okay. So anyway, I have Maxwell, shout out to you, Maxwell. If you're listening, he comes to the church. I'm like, hey, can we put this hitch on real quick? It's 6 bolts, right? 6 bolts. You're thinking like, what? Put it under there. 2-man little job. Hold up the hitch. Zip, 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 zip. You know, so for the next hour and 15 minutes, the bolts are rusted. It can't get on there. Like we waste or we spend an hour and a half. You know, it's just like, oh my goodness. So it's one of those days. Have you had those days, right? Where it's like nothing is going perfect. Nothing is, you know, the things I'd set out to do were supposed to be simple things, not complicated, shouldn't take a long time. And I just, at the end of the day, I was like, why can't everything just go perfect all the time? Why can't it just go the way I plan them? Okay. So I want to encourage you with some scripture today, in terms of my hitch, incident, my weed whacker incident, running out of gas in the mower, is I love these verses. They're just kind of encouraging, maybe not directly expositorily relating to my comments and my troubles there, but John chapter 16, verse 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace in the world that you have. I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. That is out of the Amplified. And the Simplified version is just like, hey, in this life, you're going to have many troubles, but take heart. God's overcome the world. I don't know that he was talking about me mowing and my weed whacker, the application of that scripture, but just knowing that life is never going to be perfect in any facet of our life, health, job, church, spiritual life, kids, marriage. You know, the reality is it's never going to be perfect. We're going to have troubles all over the place. But the affirmation or the encouragement that we have as believers and followers of Christ is like, hey, we got Jesus. We got Jesus to help us navigate all facets of life to walk us through this thing. And then, you know, along with that, we have to realize that these trials, again, how silly, I'm talking about my weed whacker and mower as being some kind of trial. It wasn't a trial, okay? But anyway, I love what scripture, bouncing back over here, says, and this is one I'm sure many of us know that carry around quite a bit, is James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. It says, consider it, and I got stuff in the way, I'm trying to let you guys see it. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. So once again, I don't know that my weed whacker incident and running out of gas or my hitch not going on perfectly, but I guess we can maybe take this takeaway is that, yes, there's something that we can learn and take away from all of life and things that happen in our life, spiritual lessons, maturity that we can develop. So, you know, I can learn, you know, I was proud of myself, you know, that weed whacker, instead of just like yelling and getting mad, which I kind of did do that a little bit, but, you know, figuring it out. Okay. Now I know how to, I learned how to, you know, fix this issue and this problem. Okay. That's helpful. You know, so anyway, life is going to be filled with troubles, but guess what? We got Jesus. Life is going to be filled with troubles, but we learn to take a different approach to things in our life, stresses, trials, troubles, tribulations. We take this approach as a follower of Christ is that, like, I can learn something and I can develop in my actual life, you know, actual learning something, but I can also develop spiritually and I can grow as a believer through the various things in life, the small, the mundane, the medium, and the large. So there you go, guys. If you need, you know, help with your weed whacker or have issues like that, just let me know. This is the Grace Point Daily Podcast, giving you encouragement for your daily walk with Christ, and I will talk to you guys next time.